what he believes is actually an enormous amount of test fraud. So in other words, people being sent positive results where they can't possibly have been positive. So let's have a listen to that now. And his main appeal here is for people, other people who have similar experiences, to get in touch with us, get in touch with him, and see if this is more widespread than he's experienced personally.
My name is Keith, and I'm a therapist. My wife is a school teacher. A friend of hers in school, one of the teachers, decided to apply for the test. On the morning, she was unable to attend due to the fact that the car wouldn't start, and about 14 days later received a communication to say that she'd need to self-isolate because she had tested positive. I've since heard of six other exact cases where the people had applied, and for a variety of reasons, they were unable to attend because of work commitments, etc., and on all the cases, they'd said they'd be tested positive. On one occasion, one of my patients, she said that a friend of her father's, his wife had had a letter to say that she tested positive and she had died 2 years ago.
Well, that's just silly talk, pub talk.
It's based on personal experience. And if this goes out to other people, I would ask them, have they had a similar experience?
Where do you think we're heading with all this lockdown stuff?
Well, as everybody knows, this is based on fear. We're heading towards compulsory vaccine.